I guess we can probably start talking. Since Adele, you're already here, let's start with what you have to do. Do you have any questions on this particular assignment for presentations, or you are good with that?
Well, I'm simply asking if you would like me to prepare something for the university acceptance, but you didn't reply me. Did you reply?
Sorry. So, what are your assignments currently?
I'm just asking you if you want me to be assigned to do a presentation for the universal acceptance. That was like 4 days ago, something like that. You didn't answer.
Right.
You didn't reply me yet.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't realize that you were asking me a question. So yes, we would want to. Currently, you're assigned to basically EAI, right? Internationalized Email.
I'm sorry, I'm doing what?
Internationalized Email.
International Email. Okay, so that'll be okay. So you want me to do a presentation about international emails? Things like that.
And have you seen the agenda which we circulated?
No, I didn't receive an agenda. Was I?
You haven't seen the agenda?
Was I? No, I wasn't on the email. Which one? What was the title of the email? Sorry.
So Fahad circulated an agenda for the Istanbul meeting.
Yes, master's final actually.
Not final?
No, final. It's marked as final.
Marked as final.
So it was sent like yesterday or day before yesterday, I'm not sure.
Is it possible for you to look at that? Do you have access to email?
Yeah, I have access to email, of course. Nothing here.
So can you is it possible for you to pull it out? It was sent actually, let's see.
The only Fahad thing
sent
is
it out.
Who is attending Istanbul meeting? I have this email thread. And for the study conference.
So it was sent by Fahad yesterday. Did you get that?
No, I can't find it. Can you just send it out?
Okay, I'll send it out to you shortly. Just let me open my email because my internet connection is a little bit slow. So I'll send it to you by email shortly.
Okay.
Fahad, let me do it. I'm sending it out right now. Yep.
Okay, please do. Okay, thank you, sir.
Last couple of weeks, I've been changing my department where I work, and got promoted. Thank God. So, I'm working in two places now. So my email.
Okay, great. Congratulations.
Okay. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks, sir. So this is why I'm a little bit busy last couple of weeks.
So you're still working for the regulator?
Yeah, still the regulator, but I've changed from the International Technical Coordination Department to the CERT, computer
emergency,
something related to security and stuff like that. But still the regulator.
Okay.
Okay, did you get the email?
Yeah. Okay. I'm doing good.
So we have your name in front of three different presentations.
I have similarities, sound interpretation, normalization. Yeah. Okay. So
yeah. And if you go down, you
and
are also planning work for interaction at IGN 50.
Okay. and brainstorming email address, international challenges, and litigation. Okay. So, brainstorming email address, internationalization, challenges, and litigation. This is going to be something like, let's say, I've did a presentation before about problems we have with Hotmail, Yahoo, Gmail, things like that, or legacies, and try to send internationalized mails. Is that something going to be appropriate for this? Is it going to be appropriate?
Yes, fine.
Yeah. Okay,
maybe you also look at POP and SMTP and those kind of issues.
Okay. Well, actually, there's no problem at all with SMTP. Well, if we go historically a little bit, like 5 or 6 years ago, there was something like an idea from Saudi Arabia to do some extensions to SMTP and POP3 and IMAP and things like that to make it very compatible with they didn't want to use Punic code. They wanted to use UTF-8 and things like that directly without doing any further encoding. But as far as I could find, the last 3 or 4 years, the idea to do this is not working anymore. So everybody is trying to, or thinking about only the Unicode, the Punic code approach. So it's okay if you want me to prepare something about both ideas. Yeah, I can add something about this idea from Saudi Arabia, the extension idea.
Okay.
I can prepare.
And also, I requested Abdul Rahman to give the example from the .sa on EAI as well. So you would share, you know, so I guess you will, in a way, run the session, but there will be a short presentation by Abdul Rahman in this session as well.
Okay, no problem at all. Okay, I'm going to
So there are two things. The first item is yours, and the second item will be done by Abdul Rahman.
The first item, you mean the extensions to the three and
No. In this EAI, if you see, there are two things. One is brainstorming email address internationalization challenges and mitigation. So this is generally stuff, and this is you. And then we have a small demo or example by .sa people. They've developed a plugin.
Okay, no problem.
So that's EAI by SA.sa, yeah?
Okay, no problem. Okay.
So you're okay with this? You can do this?
Yeah.
Do you have any questions?
Yeah, I'm very fine with this, actually. Yeah, it's okay. By the way, also, regarding this demonstration, I'll have to check if the server is still up or not. I had a server that
Hello?
Well, I'm still online. I think he got dropped.
This is the conference operator. His line did disconnect.
Oh, so whose line got connected?
Adele.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's see. He'll probably try to reconnect.
nobody else has joined in, I guess.
Yeah, it seems so.
So I, Michael is presenting. I already talked to him. Adele, we've talked. I also had a chat with Abdul Rahman. So he's also making his presentations. Ali Raza also confirmed that he'll make the presentations. So that just leaves then Inam I already talked to.
Okay.
Oh, he's waiting for the operator, so could we request the operator to call? Adele is with me on Skype.
Okay, so can he please type for you his phone number, his mobile number, so that we can
contact
him?
Yeah, actually, he's saying he's calling in, but operator is not responding. So I'll ask for his phone number.
Yeah, please do.
And Adele has been joined back in.
Okay,
thank you.
Adele, you here?
Hello, yes, I'm back.
Okay, so we were talking about this presentation on the other similarity. Are you okay with that as well for variants?
Yes, I have interest as well.
So if you go and see the variant issues report for okay. Arabic, there are appendices available, and you can pick out things from the appendices, but we want to obviously focus more on what is in the MSR, not everything.
Okay, that's all. So
right, and then as far as...
Just
sorry, go ahead.
Writing this down. So you want about things, similarities that in the MSR, okay, not only in the variables. Right?
So we want to focus on MSR, right?
Yeah, okay.
But if you find there are other interesting things, that is okay. But obviously, the focus currently is on MSR.
Okay.
And then as far as ICANN50 is concerned, I guess you can take the Singapore presentation. And
okay.
We can work towards adding more... data based on what we do in Istanbul.
Okay, so you want me to use the same presentation?
And add a couple of slides for Istanbul. Progress in Istanbul.
I'm sorry, the voice is not very clear.
Yes, I'm suggesting that we use the presentation which was done in Singapore and add one or two more slides based on what we accomplish in Istanbul meeting.
Okay. No problem.
Did anybody else join the call? Okay. So it seems like nobody else is joining in. Adele, do you have any more questions?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. So thank you for calling in.
The only thing I want to add about this, well, since we all see here now, about the visa issues I have. I'm not sure if this is the permanent process of ICANN, but you guys have to foresee the problems we have here in Egypt. To get a visa here now in Egypt, takes a long time. For example, for UK, it's at least 15 days. Okay?
Yeah.
So for Istanbul, I needed 7 working days. Okay? That's about maybe about 9 or 10 days. Okay? Egypt. So there's a problem to get the 2 visas at the same time. Okay? So there's another issue that guys from the organizers of the campaign of 50 London, they didn't send me until now the invitation. Okay, so actually, yes. So I
didn't. Do you remember the case where your email? I mean, ICANN emails used to land in your junk inbox, or probably.
I check junk every day, and even I check the spam box to see if there's something stuck there. No, actually, this was the problem with the ICANN constituency, especially the ICANN constituency email. Okay, but they added exceptions for it in the spam box because of this issue. So there's nothing.
Have you requested letters from the ICANN website?
Yeah, from ICANN constituency. Yeah, I received emails with no problem at all. Okay, but I didn't give anything regarding the invitation. I'm not sure. I sent to Jaya a week ago or something. I mentioned in my email that I didn't get any invitation till now. I'm not sure if he or she. But someone called Jaya, G-O-I. Okay.
So I'll also send an email reminder right now to them and see if they can expedite that.
Okay, please.
Yep. Yes, I'll copy you and Fahad in that email. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So, all right. So I guess then we follow up on email. So thank you for joining us. I guess Fahad, we can close the call.
Okay, thank you, Sarmat.
Yep, thank you.
Okay, so thank you, everybody, and okay, take care.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.